Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, the FDA has put out a warning about your pet's flea and tick medicine. Should kids start school later? And KISS announced their final tour. Listen to this. By early next year, almost half of U.S. cell phone calls will come from scammers. That's according to First Orion, a company that makes caller ID and call blocking technology. That's up from just 3.7% in 2017. It's a huge increase, partly due to the rise of neighborhood spoofing. Scammers can mask their real number and make it show up on caller ID as one with the same area code as the recipient. The Federal Trade Commission says one new scam targets immigrants, telling them they have a legal issue and need to give a credit card number to resolve it. Another claims to be an IRS employee, telling victims they need to make a payment to clear up tax debt. Other scammers claim to be from a bank, a cable company, or a collections agency. It's tough to catch scam callers who don't pay attention to the do not call list. Experts say the best way to help consumers would be new technology to block the calls before they get through. Okay, pet owners, listen up. The FDA is warning that tick and flea medicine for your pets could give them muscle tremors, seizures, and other neurological issues. Affected drugs include Bravecto, Credelio, NexGard, and Simparica. The FDA recommends you consult with a veterinarian about treatment. And the Cleveland Browns won their first game since December 2016. That's 635 days by edging out the New York Jets 21-17. That means the Bud Light fridges that were placed around the city to celebrate a win were finally unlocked and the free beer was flowing. And after more than four decades in the biz, KISS has announced their final tour. The tour dates haven't been announced yet, but they promise it'll be memorable. Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Connell McShane. Connell, shoppers are being warned about a huge meat recall.
That's right, Kristen. A Colorado meat packer is recalling more than 130,000 pounds of ground beef. It's on E. coli concerns. So far, there's been one reported death, 17 illnesses in connection with this outbreak. Disney's ESPN Plus streaming service, it's now reached 1 million paid subscribers. This after just 5 months since the launch. The service lets users watch sports that are maybe not typically on the network, including European soccer and some small college sports. Freezing your credit will now cost you nothing. Before, consumers would have to pay anywhere from $3 to $10 per freeze and then another fee to lift it.
Okay, what are some of the benefits of freezing your credit?
Well, credit freezes are, you know, generally considered an effective way to prevent scammers from opening an account in your name. And there was actually a recent study shows while about 90% of consumers have taken steps to better protect their privacy over the last year, just 8% reported freezing their credit.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Connell. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, men actually want to do housework. Do tell.
Well, Kristen, when it comes to work, it seems men would prefer to stay home and do chores rather than go to the office. On average, men rate household chores higher than their paid jobs, but not women. According to the study, a paid job can seem like an escape for women who may be used to responsibilities of being at home. Researchers also finding both sexes rated activities like socializing and volunteering as more enjoyable than paid work. Doctors say there should be more than just mammograms to test for breast cancer. The American Association for Cancer Research says MRI screenings catch 88% of cancer, where mammograms find cancer 41% of the time. The study says women should get MRI scans twice a year. Well, the McDonald's apple pie that you know and love, I love it, but it's getting a makeover. The recipe has changed. The pies now have fewer artificial ingredients. And most people on social media, they are not having it. They are not happy, with some calling it, quote, too healthy, only 240 calories. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I happen to love the old pies. And so if the taste is the same, I'm down for the new ones. What about you?
You know, as long as they still have those McFlurries, I think I'm okay. Thanks, Danielle. Some good news for you. There's never been a better time to fly. J.D. Power's annual North American Airport Satisfaction Survey is here. And on a 1,000-point scale, passenger happiness hit a record high, 761. That rise is due in part to improved response to food, retail, and even security checks. One exec said, North American airports have been doing a tremendous job managing passenger volumes, adding amenities, and keeping travelers moving despite some noteworthy challenges. The survey also ranked individual airports. Among mega airports serving over 32.5 million passengers a year, Orlando International and Las Vegas McCarran tied for first. Of large airports that serve 10 to 32.4 million, Orange County's John Wayne dominated. At 815 points, it was also America's highest rated. Buffalo reigned among medium airports. Despite the high scores, there is turbulence ahead. The next few years, we'll see construction disrupt travel in LA, Boston, and Chicago. All right, let's go to my friend Carrie Lake from Fox 10 Phoenix. She has this week's life hacks. So, Carrie, so good to see you. What do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen, today we're talking apples and lemons for our life hacks, and these are great little tips for you. I know that you like to pack the kids a little lunch sometimes, and of course, an apple a day keeps the doctor away, but not if your kids won't eat the apple because it's gone brown. So there's a way around that. First of all, you chop up the apple, and then right away, put it back together, and you wrap a little rubber band around it. That'll keep the apple from turning brown. When the kids open it up to eat it, there'll be little pieces like this, and they'll love it. Now for the lemons. You ever go to the grocery store and you get one of those hard lemons and you just know there's not going to be any juice in that thing? There's a solution for that. Pop it in the microwave for about 15 seconds. Once it dings, take it out. That lemon will be so juicy, you'll have plenty to make lemonade and then some. Finally, one more life hack having to do with lemons. They're my favorite. You never have to waste a lemon. If you bought too many at the store and you don't want them to go bad, just take them and squeeze the juice into an ice cube tray. Get all of it in there. Then you pop that in the freezer. You can take this out, make little ice cubes that will go into your iced tea, your lemonade. Even cooking with these is possible. Kristen, back to you.
I love that. Lemon juice ice cubes. Who knew? Thanks, Carrie. Okay, here's an interesting story. Many states are contemplating later start times for middle and high school students, especially since research from the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends 8:30 a.m. as a healthy start time. Dr. Rafael Paleo of Stanford University says when teens get more sleep, they show better overall academic performance, less absences, and higher graduation rates. He added, kids are falling asleep in class, and it's affecting their health. California Governor Jerry Brown is reviewing a bill right now that would require public middle and high schools to start no earlier than 8:30, but we won't know until the end of the month what he decides. And while a later start time could prove beneficial for the kids, it could be problematic for working parents who don't have flexible start times at their job. Advocates of moving students to a later start time think the disruption to schedules and routine is worth it, arguing that teens getting more appropriate sleep is a public health issue. Sending a formal complaint letter is a good course of action when you feel you've been wronged. But the idea of hiring a lawyer or paying those legal fees can be daunting. So we have attorney and legal analyst Annalise Goetz with us today. Annalise, good to see you. So is it worth it to hire a lawyer for something like this?
Hey, Kristen, no. This is one of those things you can absolutely do on your own and be your own legal advocate. Here are four simple tips to do it. First, you need to clearly articulate your problem and what you want the person to do next. Do you want them to fix something? Do you want to be reimbursed? Do you want another service for free? You need to let them know what you're asking for. Second, you need to take to the internet and bolster the letter with what we call your legal authority. It scares people when you know or appear to know your rights. Cite some statutes, cite some case law, and let that person know that you have done your research. Third, alert them that this is their official notice of the issue. This language is always concerning for business owners because it establishes that they have been put on notice of a problem. Fourth, and finally, stick some evidence in there. Letters, reports, text messages, photos, receipts, that kind of stuff that will bolster your argument.
I love how you make it sound so easy. Okay, so how do you know if your letter worked or not?
Make sure you include a set date to respond before you take further actions. This lets you know if your voice is being heard or if you're going to have to take things to the next level yourself, like fix an item or potentially take them to small claims court.
As always, great information, Annalise, thank you. Okay, here's a really heartwarming story for you. Steph from the Yard House in St. Louis Park, Minnesota, saying happy birthday to a coworker, and it went viral. Here's why. Eric Curry is a busser and barback who has been deaf since he was 3 months old. He mainly communicates with his coworkers through handwritten notes. While Curry's coworker, Kimberly Goetsch, said, I just thought it was important to show a team member that he is more than cared about on the floor. He's cared about as a person, as a friend, as a family. So 13 Yard House employees learned happy birthday birthday in sign language and posted this video to Eric's Facebook page for his birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Eric said the gesture had him in tears.
I couldn't stop crying. It was so great that they did that for me.
And it didn't stop there. Some of Eric's coworkers have been inspired to continue learning sign language so they can better communicate with him. I love that story. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, some of Hurricane Florence's most vulnerable victims are displaced and abandoned animals. So local Humane Society chapters around the country took in shelter animals from North and South Carolina to get them out of harm's way. The Michigan Humane Society picked up 22 dogs from Greenville, South Carolina. All of the dogs were homeless, and now the Humane Society is working to find them forever homes. In our second story from Fox 4 Dallas, Melanie Schuhart started volunteering at the Heard Museum back in 1987, and she's become known as the wildlife sanctuary's most valuable bug lady. In particular, Melanie loves butterflies, and most weekends, she can be found teaching kids and adults about the beautiful insects at the museum's butterfly house. It contains 6 or 7 different species of butterflies out of the more than 130 species found in North Texas, and people young and old can't help but light up when they're surrounded by the enchanting creatures. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, more than 100 volunteers in Chandler, Arizona worked in triple-digit heat to refurbish the home of 2 military veterans. Mary and Dwight Blanchard served their country for more than 40 years combined. And while they're very humble people, they were overwhelmed with gratitude for the support. Volunteers said it was the least they could do to give back to those who serve. And it's clear a little heat wouldn't stop these volunteers from saying thank you to this deserving couple. A new partnership will make it easier for first responders to find people calling 911. Google announced a deal with T-Mobile, letting it send more detailed location data to call centers from Android phones dialing 911. Google also partnered with the emergency tech company Rapid SOS to cover Android users on other networks. The location data comes from Google's Emergency Location Service. It's a step towards updating the 911 system, which has been struggling to keep up with cell phone technology. 911 centers get 240 million calls a year. At least 80% are from cell phones. But while 911 calls from landlines give an exact address, cell calls only carry an estimated location that's given by the carrier. Google says ELS is more exact. In one test, a cell carrier gave a radius of 520 feet where a 911 caller might be. Google shrank that to 121 feet. The service works on almost any Android phone, and what's really great is it doesn't need a separate app or even an update. All right, cooler weather means it's time to start planning for that perfect fall vacation. And Elizabeth Stanton from Popstar Magazine is here to tell us all about an outdoorsy destination in Wyoming. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Kristen. That's right. If you've never been to Jackson Hole, start planning a visit now. It's fantastic, especially in September and October when the fall colors are unbelievable. Nights are cool, days are mild, and while many outfitters are transitioning into their winter hours, there are still plenty of outdoor activities and adventures. Visitors can rent boats to explore the lakes or book a scenic float trip down the Snake River. Take a horseback ride to see the country and go on a wildlife viewing tour. There are plenty of golf courses in the area too. For day trips, Grand Teton National Park offers hiking, climbing, and mountaineering, as does Yellowstone National Park, a must-see in the area. Back to you, Kristen.
Well, I've got to start planning that camping trip. Thanks, Liz. On to a story that we can all relate to. Keeping a healthy work-life balance can be so hard these days, especially when you factor in your commute, which, according to data from the Census Bureau, is only getting worse every year. Nationwide, the average commute time last year was 26.9 minutes one way. And experts think one key factor is that as the country becomes more suburban, jobs are moving further from populated areas. The top 10 longest commutes can be seen here. The Census Bureau survey ranks New York City as having the longest commute time, with an average of 37 minutes, and a similar survey says Los Angeles is the most stressful commute. The good news is that as commute times climb, a lot of employers are becoming more aware and accommodating to avoid employee burnout. Still, 30% of those surveyed feel their commute is way too long. Well, pumpkin spice lattes aren't the only thing making their way to Starbucks this fall. So are seniors. The coffee giant has opened a location in Mexico City that will be fully operated by people 55 and older. This as Mexico's rapidly aging population struggles to maintain financial security and quality of life post-retirement. In a statement, Starbucks celebrated their role as a multi-generations company that embraces diversity and inclusion and welcomes everyone who is seeking employment. Older baristas currently being trained by younger counterparts will be limited to 6.5-hour shifts with at least 2 days off per week. Not only will Starbucks provide medical insurance, they're also making the cafe more physically accessible for older staff, ensuring locations are a single floor and lowering store shelves. The senior location comes after Starbucks announced a U.S. shop that caters to the deaf and hard of hearing as well. Good for them. You don't really give much thought to everyday tasks like walking, but it turns out there's a lot to it. Science shows every person has their own efficient pace, although few actually walk it. Now, a new study suggests pedestrian speed may be about more than just physical coordination. There's natural roadblocks like crowds, but personality also causes men to walk slower with romantic partners and faster with other men, a potential form of competition. A biology professor and her student traveled to Seattle and Uganda for further comparison. The two observed pedestrians, timing 1,700 of them as they walked by. They then analyzed the pedestrians' age group, gender, and more. Those in the U.S. walked faster in groups than alone. Men and women walked 20% faster when accompanied by a child. On the other hand, individuals in Uganda walked about 11% faster than Americans. Whatever speed you walk, just be sure to stop and smell the roses. Moving right along now, you can never be too prepared when disaster strikes. But are you prepared at all? A go bag is a good place to start. According to Consumer Reports, about 40% of those who experienced a hurricane had a go bag on hand, and only 25% of those near wildfires did. Ryan Cook evacuated in 2003 when a wildfire threatened his San Diego home. Now he has a go bag on hand for his family that includes some cash, expired passports for ID, space blankets, and a thumb drive with copies of insurance policies and important financial documents. There's even a list of extras they can grab if they have more than 15 minutes before they have to evacuate. And they've set a specific meeting place if they happen to get separated. The Department of Homeland Security also recommends having some non-perishable food items, a flashlight, and of course, some water. A go bag is a simple way to take charge when planning for an emergency, and hopefully it's something you never end up having to use. Okay, there's one office perk employees crave, and it's not nap rooms or treadmill desks. Instead, it's much more simple, natural light. A survey conducted by the HR advisory firm Future Workplace found access to natural light and views of the outdoors topped the list of things employees want in the workplace, beating out on-site cafeterias, fitness centers, and even on-site childcare. They also found a lack of natural light hurt an employee's experience. 47% of respondents said they felt tired at work because they didn't have enough daylight. And it turns out it can have a big impact on an employee's well-being. A recent study from Cornell University found maximizing natural light in an office space helped improve the overall health and wellness of employees and even boosted productivity. So if employers want to get a performance boost from their employees, they may want to let the sun shine in. Every parent knows the note, please excuse my child for being absent. They were sick. Well, each year, the average elementary student gets sick 6 to 8 times. So as kids settle into a new school year, Consumer Reports is advising parents on when to keep a child home. For a common cold, they may have a runny nose or cough. They may even throw up once the night before. But a regular appetite the next morning means kids should be fine. But if they still have any fever, they should stay home. Pink eye causes 3 million missed days of school a year, so check school policy, which usually requires infected students stay away. Ultimately, Consumer Reports says parents should evaluate whether kids are too sick to participate in activities or pay attention, or if they'll distract others. If you're worried others may infect your child, experts suggest kids eat immune-boosting lunches, avoid sharing school supplies, and of course, wash their hands. And that's it for today's show. Thanks so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new report shows the dark side of the concert ticket industry and why the good seats always seem to be taken. Plus details on Meghan Markle's first official project as a royal. And now these identical twin sisters have one more thing in common. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.